middle of summer. You hear this, and it sounds like Christmas. It sounds like fresh trees and velvet suits, itchy white beards, and it sounds like making lists. Lists and letters of stuff that we're hoping for, right? Gifts that we'll hope to unwrap one morning in December, like tomorrow morning, perhaps. At Christmas, we get to dream bigger than the rest of the year and hope for something really great. When I was little, I'd go through the Sears catalog, some of you may remember, flip through the pages and fold some over, circle some, hoping that maybe Santa would get me that trampoline that my parents never would. Today, my kids do something similar, just on Amazon.com. Different media, but same basic idea. Believing that we can finally get that thing that's otherwise out of our reach is what Christmas really is all about. Hoping for something big and believing that we could really get it. In the true Christmas story, that something hoped for is really, really big. At the heart of the Christmas story is a community filled with big dreams for a better life. A whole nation, in fact, who has lost their homes and who've been treated terribly for many, many years. So long that even great-great-grandmas can only remember being out of their homes, homeless, and a mean king ruling their land. A terrible king who did terrible things to people. At the heart of the Christmas story are these same people hoping and believing that they can get their homes back, that they can be safe, and that they can have not a mean king, but a king of kindness and peace and love, a prince of peace. 2,000 years later, I wonder what it would mean for us to want something that big for Christmas, to hope for something for our families and our communities, our nation and our world, something we really need, and believing that such things would actually come. We might imagine that under our Christmas tree, we'd wake up to find the end of bullying or mean words, the end of violence. We'd discover there an end to homelessness and hunger. We'd open up a country where we heal across all races and all families. And we'd unwrap a world of safety for everyone, where love has the final say, love and kindness and peace. 2,000 years later, Christmas still asks us to want something more, but bigger than just the best toys or clothes we can imagine. We need Christmas to help us hope for a better world. And we need Christmas to help us believe that this new world is possible, to make our lists and check them twice, making sure that no one is left out. And we need Christmas to remind us that 2,000 years ago, as it is now, all this dreaming comes true in the birth of a new baby. A baby is how the Christmas story ends. A human baby, born not into a palace or into particular power, but in a barn, to regular people in a regular life, just like any of us. Like any of you, like me, a regular baby is where all this big hoping becomes reality. Our human lives are where all this big dreaming transforms into truth. On this Christmas, let's want something big, something more than we ever allow ourselves to believe is possible. Let's listen for what the world truly needs, and then imagine ourselves as that change we seek. Princes and princesses of peace. Hearts growing three sizes and more.